Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific old school trick in Ableton Live 12, the retro rave impact. Not just a crash, I mean that time bent, pitch smeared, subloaded slam that makes a drop feel inevitable, makes a reload feel illegal, and makes switch ups land like a brick. This is intermediate and arrangement focused. The goal is to build one signature impact system you can reuse all over the arrangement view without constantly fighting your bass line or your breaks. Before we touch anything, set the vibe up. Put your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 range. Let's park it at 170 BPM. Set your grid to 16th notes so placements are tight. And while you're designing, keep your master from slamming. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB. Impacts are deceptive. They sound exciting, so people crank them, then wonder why the drops suddenly feel smaller. Now in your session, make a group called Impacts. Inside that world, we'll build four layers that each have a job. Layer A is the transient, the front edge. Layer B is the warped body, the meat. Layer C is the sub-thump, the weight. Layer D is the tail or rumble, the space. And here is the coaching concept to keep in mind the whole time. Front edge versus mass. The first 10 to 30 milliseconds tells your brain something hit. The next 150 to 800 milliseconds is what sells the size. If you try to make one sound do both, you'll either get a clicky impact with no weight or a huge whoosh that doesn't punch through an amen. Let's start with layer B, the warped body. This is where the retro magic lives. Pick a source sample, a crash, an orchestral hit, a noise slam, metal impact, a door slam, even an old rave sample pack hit. You can also use a Hoover stab or a Reese hit if you want more character. Drag it onto a MIDI track and load it into Simpler as a one shot. In Simpler, set mode to one shot, trigger to trigger, voices to one. Leave filtering off for now. We shape later. Now open the sample for warping. If you need to, click the sample and hit edit so you're looking at the clip. Turn warp on. Warp mode choice matters here. Complex is classic and smeary. Great for crashes and orchestral hits. Texture is grainy and very rave. Great for noisy impacts. Beats is usually less common for an impact, but if there's rhythmic material, it can be a vibe. Let's start in texture mode, because it screams early sampler time stretch. Set grain size around 18 to 30 milliseconds, flux around 10 to 25%. Now do the signature move, the drag stretch. Put your first warp marker right on the transient, the exact hit point. Then make a second warp marker about 150 to 300 milliseconds after the transient. Now drag that second marker later in time, so that little slice becomes 2 to 6 times longer. Listen to what just happened. The front still hits, but the body blooms. It's like tape drag, like a stretched acai, like time bending for a second. That's the sound that glues old jungle transitions together. Make two versions immediately, because arrangement needs options. Duplicate the clip. Version 1 is impact warp short, tighter tail, maybe 200 to 400 milliseconds. Version 2 is impact warp long, 800 milliseconds up to 2 seconds, for reloads and those big everyone's hands up moments. Now, extra coach trick, keep the warp musical with a pitch fall. On the warped clip, go into clip envelopes and automate transposition, so it falls down, say 2 to 7 semitones over 200 to 600 milliseconds. That falling feeling is a massive part of the rave drop language. And it often sits better than a static pitch, because it gets out of the way of your bass note as it decays. Alright, now layer C, the sub thump. We do not rely on the impact sample for sub. That's how you get random, flabby, out of tune low end. Create a new MIDI track called sub thump. Load operator. Use a simple sign. Algorithm A only, OSCA set to sign. Tune it to your track's root. Common jungle keys are F, F sharp, or G, but use your actual key. If your tune is in F sharp and your sub impact hits G, it will feel weirdly weak, even if it's loud. Now shape the envelope like a controlled punch. Attack at zero, decay around 180 to 350 milliseconds, sustain down at minus infinity, or basically off. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. After operator, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Optional. Add auto filter, low pass 24 dB. Cut off around 80 to 120 Hz if you want it super clean and purely subby. And a quick note. Keep this sub layer mono. Put utility on it and set width to 0% if there's any chance it's not perfectly centered. Now layer A. The transient click. This is your break cutter. Create a track called Transient Click. Use a tiny sound, rimshot, stick click, a snappy bit of foley, kick beater, or even a micro slice of an amen transient. 10 to 60 milliseconds is plenty. This is not a snare. It's a needle. Drop it in simpler, one-shot mode. Process it so it speaks without adding mod. First, EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. You don't need low end here. Then a small bell boost around 2 to 5 kHz, maybe plus 2 to 4 dB, just for bite. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Be careful. And the money control. Transients. Push it plus 10 to plus 30, until the impact reads through a busy break, without getting louder overall. If it gets spiky, add a limiter just catching 1 to 2 dB on peaks, ceiling around minus 1. Now, layer D. The tail and rumble. This is where people accidentally ruin their mix. Instead of slapping reverb on the impact itself, make a return track so you can treat space like a controlled performance macro. Create a return called impact verb. Put hybrid reverb on it. Dart in reverb mode. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the tail blooms behind the hit. Size medium large, warehouse-ish. Then EQ 8 after the reverb, and don't skip this. High pass the return around 120 to 200 Hz. This is how you stop subwash. If it's boxy, dip 300 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 8 to 12 kHz to darken it and keep it old school. Then add a compressor after that EQ. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250. You're just controlling tail dynamics so it sits behind the smack. Now send your warped body layer into impact verb. Start around minus 12 to minus 6 dB on the send and adjust by ear. Here is another arrangement-minded trick. Automate send amount per moment. For the drop impact, maybe moderate send. For a switch impact, tiny or none so the groove doesn't stall. For a reload or stop, bigger send, because the drums drop out anyway and you can afford length. Now let's glue it all into a reusable rack. Group transient click, warped body, and sub thump, and any additional tail track if you made one, into a group called impact rack. On the group channel, add EQ 8 for cleanup. If it's muddy, a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on a loudest hit. This is not to smash it, it's to make the layers behave like one object. Then a limiter as safety, ceiling minus 1. Again, safety, not volume wars. Now, timing and placement. This is where it becomes jungle, not just sound design. Classic drop impact. Put the full impact exactly on your drop point. Like bar 17 beat 1 in a 16 bar intro. Then add a pre-impact swell, duplicate the warped body clip, reverse it, fade it in, and have it lead into the hit by about a quarter note, maybe an eighth depending on energy. Reload or rewind moment. Use the long warp version right before the stop, or right on the stop. A classic move is to automate a utility gain down on the drum group very briefly, like the DJ yanks the fader, then bring it back hard on the return. If you're adding a rewind vocal or horn stab, place it after the tail starts, so the impact still owns the moment. 16-bar switch impact. At bars like 33 or 49, use the short impact plus a smaller sub-thump. Keep the tail short. Jungle lives on the roll. Don't let a huge tail flatten your momentum. Fake out impact. Do the reverse swell like a drop is coming. Then hit a short impact but mute the sub-thump. Let the break ghost for one beat. Then the real drop lands. That missing sub is the psychological trick. Your brain leans forward, then you hit it. Now we clean it up in the mix with sidechain, because that big tail can mask your break and bass. On the impact verb return, add a compressor with sidechain. Sidechain input, your breaks group or a drum bus. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 150 to 300 milliseconds. Set threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of reduction. When the break hits, this is how you keep the impact huge, but stop it from sitting on top of your snare and kick right after the hit. Three quick teacher checks before we call it done. First, transient clarity. If your impact feels soft, you probably warped the transient too much. Keep the transient layer separate and unwarped. And if it's still not reading, don't just turn it up. Try nudging the transient layer earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds, using track delay. That little lead makes it speak through a dense amen, without making the whole impact louder. Second, mono translation. Do a mono test in context, not in solo. Put utility on the impact group and set width to 0 while the break and bass are playing. If the impact collapses, it's often because the low mids, around 120 to 300 HC, are too wide. Fix that with EQ or by narrowing that range, rather than widening the sub. Third, tail length lands on the grid. At 170 BPM, commit the tail to rhythmic divisions. Twitch hits, about an eighth to a quarter bar. Drop hits, about a quarter to a half bar. Reloads, 1 to 2 bars, because the groove is stopped anyway. Trim with fade so the decay ends cleanly, instead of drifting into the next phrase. Now a couple spicy variations if you want more character. Try pitching the warped body down in simpler, like minus 3 to minus 12 semitones, then EQ the mod. Or resample the entire impact rack to audio, then warp that resample again for true tape abuse energy. It gets gnarly fast, so do it intentionally. If you want metallic rave edge, try corpus on the warped body at a low mix, like 5 to 15%. And if you want the impact to translate on small speakers, duplicate your sub thump, high pass it around 120 to 180 HC, saturate it harder, and keep it very quiet. That's a mid-bass shadow that follows the envelope. Practice assignment to lock this in. Make three variants. Impact for the drop. Short transient, medium warp, tune sub. Small verb, impact B for reload, medium transient, long warp, tune sub, bigger verb tail and add that pitch fall, impact C for switches, short transient, short warp, no verb, lighter sub, then sketch a 64 bar arrangement at 170 BPM, bars 1 to 16, intro teasing the breaks, bar 17, drop with impact A, bar 33, switch with impact C, bar 49, reload moment with impact B, stop for one beat, then slam back in.